South Carolina's Department of Education is pleased to bring you Speaking of Schools. It's another edition of the program from the department. I'm Doug Keel. Welcome to this week's program as we feature the School STEAM Fest that took place for the past couple of years down at the Ashley River Creative Arts School in the Charleston County School District. Today we'll be visiting with Matthew Carrington, who's a fourth grade teacher, as well as Jennifer Waldron, who teaches computer science, and we'll learn about how they have taken their robotics team to district championships, but more importantly, how they have incorporated inquiry-based learning into their entire school population there. It's an interesting conversation with two dedicated teachers coming your way on today's Speaking of Schools. Join us. For years now, we've been talking about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. A few years back, it graduated into STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And now a couple of teachers at the Ashley River Creative Arts School in the Charleston County School District have kind of augmented the STEAM education to include another component, and that is, along with art, design. And we visit today with Matthew Carrington, who is a fourth grade teacher there at the Ashley River Creative Arts School, along with Jennifer Waldron, who teaches computer science there at the school. Folks, welcome to Speaking of Schools. And Matthew, let's start with you. Talk about what STEAM education with the art and design component is.
Well, thank you very much for having us on the show. Jennifer and I co-teach our school robotics club, and We're firm believers in STEAM education. So as you mentioned, it's science, technology, engineering, art and design, and mathematics. And so what we aim to do as a school is to infuse art into every subject matter. And so we've tried to do that with our robotics club. As you said, it's usually thought of as STEM education, but we believe that art and design is a crucial part of everything that goes along with those subjects.
And this has been pioneered by someone from in Rhode Island, I believe?
Yeah, it was pioneered by John Maeda, who headed the Rhode Island School of Art and Design, also known as RISD. And he was a firm believer that art and design had a key role in basically the STEM world, and it really should be validated to include the art and design component. And that's what got me initially interested in it, was reading about him and STEAM versus STEM. And I thought that STEAM was a perfect fit for our school for those very reasons, that creativity needs to be valued and nurtured in all these aspects. And it was a good fit for our school.
Jennifer, this is just sort of an expansion and or an extension of what you do as far as professional development for your own self.
Yes, it is. I mean, I consider myself an artist, but I work with computers and obviously teach at an arts magnet school, and really believe that artists need to be taken more seriously, because creative thinking is a part of everything. It's not just a part of art. It's a part of design, engineering, all kinds of aspects that we really want to nurture in our students so that they're prepared for the world thereafter.
Well, tell me, why do you think then that STEAM education is so important? You've hit on that a little bit, but have either of you got some points that you really want to bring out as far as the importance of STEAM education?
Well, the whole design process of anything that you do, whether it's build a robot, create a still life, there's a process you have to go through. And that process is applicable to so many aspects of learning and life. And that is to create and then ask yourself, well, how do I improve this? And it's that whole process of revising a piece of work, whatever it is, whether it's a written an essay, whether it's a design for a chariot, how can we make it better and more stable? So that design process and that type of thinking is really helpful for students, because it touches upon what's needed in the 21st century student, which is communication, collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity. And those can be hard things to teach in isolation, but we just feel that STEAM comes at it from all angles and makes it relevant, fun, real world, and exciting for students and for teachers.
We like to give the example of websites, where if a company has great ideas that they want to present on a website, if they don't have the art and design component, people go to that website and think, this is terrible, I can't find anything, it's not nice to look at. And to infuse that art and design into it to make a website that is functional and well presented, that it goes a long way to then allowing people to see the ideas behind the design as well.
Right. Another thing with design thinking is you can look at any object, whether it's a coffee mug or a vacuum cleaner or a drone, and say, why is it shaped the way it is? Why is it designed the way it is? And you can start to pick it apart and understand that form and function are very important to whatever is being constructed.
Well, you have touched on some rather creative thinking ideas here, as you have talked about the STEAM, that program there at the Ashley River Creative Arts School. But how then do you translate that to your students? How do you get your students involved in this and teaching these concepts?
So many schools nowadays have robotics clubs. That's not a new idea that we've come up with. But what we realized is that many of the students that are not in that club don't really know what goes on in those sessions, and they kind of see the robotics club as an insular group. So what we wanted to do was to open it up to show the rest of the school what these students have been working on all year. And so what we came up with was the idea of a school STEAM fest. So at the end of every year, the students plan a kind of performance, a festival for every student in the school to attend, with about 9 or 10 different stations set up, with 3 or 4 minute student presentations at each station. So the students who have never really seen STEAM in action are now able to see firsthand all these incredible technologies and ways of thinking and design that the robotics students have been working on.
Another thing that the STEAM Fest is wonderful for is, I noticed when I started the club, it was mostly boys and mostly white boys. And so a big goal for me was to diversify who was joining our club, because I knew that we needed to make it more representative of the school body. And so what we noticed after the first STEAM Fest is we had a much more interest in the club in general, but certainly much more interest coming from girls and minority students. And I think a big draw was them seeing what fun this could be, and they could see themselves doing it. It wasn't like, oh, you know, I have to be an expert at Lego and I have to be really good at computer science. And it was like, not at all. You have to have a curious mind, a risk taker, willing to find your mistakes and work on them. You have to learn to work sometimes alone, sometimes in a group, sometimes you're leading, sometimes you're following. And so that diversity component was key. And STEAM Fest has really helped us embrace more students, but they are unified in their growth mindset. They're all students who are wanting to grow, take their ego out of the process and really look at something and say, how can I improve it, and help each other do so. And so that's been a wonderful offshoot for us that we're very proud of.
Well, before we go any further, I'd like for folks to know that there is an excellent website. I think it's schoolsteamfest.org. Am I correct with that?
.com.
Yes.
.com, schoolsteamfest.com, an excellent website, which many of the things that Matthew and Jennifer are describing to us are well displayed on that particular website. That is schoolsteamfest.com. Folks, it sounds to me like, and this may be a gross oversimplification, but this is kind of like a 21st century science fair, in that where we, for the first time, maybe are including things like robots and things of that nature. Is that an oversimplification, or is that kind of what you're doing?
I think that's a good starting place to introduce it to people. But I think what makes our STEAM Fest different is all of these unique, innovative technology tools that we use are awesome unto themselves. But something that I really encourage students to do is to take it a step further. Because if you take one of these really, like I said, awesome devices out of the box, yes, it's fun, it's amazing, and let's see how it works. But what we do is we try to push their thinking further and say, okay, so what can we do with this? What's a new product? What's something that we can create that hasn't been created before using this device? And so that elevates their thinking, and it really helps them become producers as opposed to just mere consumers, because what we want them to do is learn through innovation, not just look at someone else's innovation and use it. We want them to innovate, and so that's a big part of what we do, and we don't always know where it's going to end up. Like the beginning of the school year, we didn't quite know what the students would produce, and neither did they, and so part of that realization is the fun of it all, because you don't quite know where it's going to end up, because you never know the limits of their creative thinking and the process they have to go through to achieve those goals. So that's, yes, it's a glorified science fair with a huge creativity and art component, where students are creating and producing new products based upon these innovative devices.
And also one of the things that is powerful about this is that a lot of the students in our robotics club are not natural performers or speakers or presenters. They're usually happiest when they're kind of working maybe one-on-one with someone or alone. But what we see during the year is that they really start to come out of their shell, that they're presenting these technologies to their peers in. And we get teachers and parents coming up to us saying that they didn't recognize that student because of how confident they were speaking in front of people. And a year or so ago, when they weren't in this club or this event, they would never have got up in front of four people, let alone done it for 3 hours in front of various groups. So we see that kind of personal growth, as well as the intellectual thinking and that kind of thing.
It's really quite amazing to watch, as Matthew said, this transformation that occurs. And it takes many months to get there. And a big part of what the STEAM Fest is about is, here we are presenting with technology, and technology doesn't always go according to plan. So a big part of this club is like, well, what can you do if your robot isn't working? Well, when we troubleshoot and we talk about it, and we say, well, you can talk about the design of it or the process or what your robot first looked like when you first started and how it's evolved and changed. So we're teaching them strategies that so much of life is, you just have to fly sometimes, you know, fly by the seat of your pants in a way, because it might not work. And I don't want them to fall apart if it doesn't work. And so they learn to be resourceful and have conversations that perhaps they didn't plan on having because something is a malfunction. And so that resourcefulness is really a life skill that, as teachers, you know, things don't always go according to plan. And so we, too, have to be creative and flexible. And that's what we're trying to teach them also.
Indeed. One of the key points of being an effective teacher, being flexible. No question about that. You had the first year, it was in the school gym, I think then you had some difficulties there. You have moved this now into the library. I guess that probably presented some more issues and everything, but talk about a few of the challenges with the event.
The first year we did it, yes, the gym was a great venue because it was very large, but we had some Wi-Fi issues that we didn't anticipate, and we also had, you know, lack of air conditioning and other issues that in May was a little stifling. But the library media center is sort of the heart of the school, and it's in an excellent location that's very visible with big glass doors. And so from that standpoint, it felt more integrated with the school. And we had tables that were already there. We didn't have to lug them in. And we had plenty of outlets. And the Wi-Fi was pretty good. And so that was a big improvement. Didn't you find, Matthew?
Yes, definitely. And kind of helped that, as Jen said, that it's kind of the center of the school where every class could come through to see the STEAM Fest in action. And some of what's on the website is that kind of logistical challenges. So things about scheduling, location, how we chose the club, what technologies we use, that kind of thing. So the website isn't just the thinking behind it, but also the kind of logistics of how we actually set it up and did it and the challenges. So I definitely urge people to go look through there for more details about that if they're interested in in doing this at their school.
It's a very practical guide, so it's not just theory, like Matthew said. It's just sort of the how-tos and the things you have to think about that you may not have thought about, that we learned along the way that we wanted to share with others.
And, of course, Jennifer, as well as Matthew, want to share their experience with the STEAM Fest that they had there at the Ashley River Creative Arts School both last year and this year. And that's one of the reasons that they're on Speaking of Schools. And, of course, one of the reasons that they created that schoolsteamfest.com website. You'll want to go to that if you have the least bit of interest in what they've done, because it's very descriptive, gives a lot of information, even some of the information that gives some definition to some of the kinds of technology that the students presented. I'm not sure I know about Fero and Ozobots or Rokenbot. talk about those, the types of different technology that the students did present at the STEAM Fest.
Well, it ranged from very small devices like Ozobots, which are tiny little, I guess, robots with multiple sensors that follow a colored line. So we ranged from that to more involved jumping drones. We had Scratch is an excellent website for a free website to help students use block coding to create games and interactive stories. And so we had quite, we ranged from very small to, like I mentioned, larger and more complex, if you'd like to add to that, Matthew.
And a lot of the technologies are kind of driven by the students. So they may see something online or on TV and say, hey, can we try that out? And they're really the experts on all of these. If you gave me a robot to program, I probably wouldn't be able to do it nearly as well as most of the students. The thing that we kind of started, or Jennifer started the club with, was the Lego EV3 robot, which is kind of a widely used technology in a lot of robotics clubs. And then that allows you to program but also build with Lego around that robot. So the creativity that goes with that is just incredible. And then from there, because technology moves so quickly and there's always new things coming out, we're never short of technology to share with our students and for them to share with us.
And one of the coolest, I find, most exciting, playful little devices is the Sphero. It's basically a robotic ball that you can control from your iPad. But what was fun about this one is not just controlling it from your iPad, but actually learning to program it also with code. So all of this coding and creativity through all of the devices we use, including Makey Makey, where you make your own game controller with Play-Doh, of all things, or a banana if you'd like, is this element of creativity. And with our jumping drone, we bought a micro USB so we could record really interesting footage from the vantage point of this jumping drone that jumps and spins. And we had it jumping into a cardboard box that was made to look like a house. And so the footage you can get, the point of view, is quite unique. And so this is that evolution of thinking that we were talking about earlier, where we want students to interact with these devices, but not just within limits. We want them to take it to another level. And one of the ways we did that was we watched some, as Matthew mentioned, some YouTube videos. One was Kane's Arcade, which was a true story about a little boy who builds a whole arcade out of cardboard boxes. And because, you know, he was hanging out in his dad's auto body shop and needed something to do. And so it just shows you that you can use creativity with cardboard boxes or with these devices. And so the process is really the same, the imagination, the revisions that are needed. And that's the wonderful thing about this, is that it can be accessible according to whatever you have. And Kane's Arcade is a great example of that. Another movie we watched was a TED Talk, and it was called Taking Your Imagination Seriously. And it was about an artist who entered the STEAM world. So she combined her art with science to create, by happenstance, it just sort of evolved into very scientific structures that are basic, like nets that straddle enormous skyscrapers. And so this was an inspirational video at the beginning of the school year to have these students start thinking in ways that perhaps they haven't thought before by combining these different disciplines. And many of our students in our club are identified as gifted and talented or certainly have the potential to be identified. And so we really feel that we're meeting their needs with this club, and they need to be challenged, and this is, we find, the best way to do that.
What age level, grade level students are you talking about there that were presented from your robotics club at that STEAM Fair?
Fourth and fifth graders.
Fourth and fifth graders, okay. A lot younger than you might think of regarding some of the things that we've discussed here. We've had a conversation with Matthew Carrington, fourth grade teacher, Jennifer Waldron, a computer teacher at Ashley River Creative Arts School. They've been talking about the STEAM Fest that has been a part of the last 2 years, engaging everyone at the Ashley River Creative Arts School into science, technology, engineering, art and design, as well as mathematics. Very successful program that you can get some ideas from if you'll go to that excellent website that we've mentioned several times, schoolsteamfest.com. And in closing, let's ask Matthew if he has anything that he has not said that he'd like to say that he feels like is certainly pertinent to what we've been talking about today on the podcast.
Well, a big part of this project and the reason why we're lucky enough to be talking to you today is that we want to encourage other schools to do this kind of event. And so we would love to hear from other educators and teachers and administrators if they have any questions about how to set this up at their school, any problems we had, that kind of thing, that we'd love to hear from them. So on our website, there's a contact sign up that they can put in their email, and we have an email address as well, schoolsteamfest@gmail.com. And we're on Twitter and Facebook at schoolsteamfest and facebook.com/schoolsteamfest. So there's really no excuse for not getting in touch with us because we're very accessible.
Yes, it sounds so. Jennifer, any closing thoughts from you?
Well, just to dovetail with what Matthew said, I mean, we're passionate about what we do. I think a big part of teaching is sharing and collaborating. That makes teaching and learning so much more powerful. And what I would say to those that are feeling a little bit nervous about this is start small and make play and exploration your centerpiece, because if you have that, you're going to just take off and realize, my goodness, this is so much fun. And not only are students having fun, but the teachers are having fun, and you're exploring together. It's not like if we waited for us to be experts on this, we would not have started this club and have it go in the direction it went. So the attitude to have is, this is a discovery, we're all learners, and build that sort of community sense of learning, which is vital to this endeavor. So just have fun, and play is your biggest vehicle for learning, in my opinion.
Well, thanks, Jennifer. Matthew Carrington, Jennifer Waldron, our guest on Speaking of Schools today. They're the co-founders of the STEAM Fest that's had 2 years now at the Ashley River Creative Arts School. They're a wonderful resource for folks who would like to get a STEAM Fest going at their particular school, resources. And once again, the website, schoolsteamfest.com. Matthew, Jennifer, thanks a lot for being with us today on Speaking of Schools.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
And as we concluded our conversation with Matthew and Jennifer, we also came to the conclusion, the very obvious conclusion, that they're not from around here. And in a conversation after the recorder went off, we find that Matthew came to the College of Charleston from London, and Jennifer, a native of South Africa. At any rate, they are doing an outstanding job there at the Ashley River Creative Arts School, and we appreciate them being with us today on Speaking of Schools. The podcast, of course, is a production of South Carolina's Department of Education. It's a weekly feature here at this website, and we hope you're tuning in regularly to find out what's going on about education and with education throughout South Carolina, and that you'll make it a point to, as we're about to begin the 2016-2017 school year, try to keep you up to date with pertinent information regarding this important aspect of South Carolina's population, as well as their economy, and much, much more. We'll be back again next week. I'd like to thank you for the pleasure of your company over the past few minutes on Speaking of Schools, and we invite you to be with us again next week for the podcast. We'll be speaking of schools.